Doug Guidi gave the report on KBOO's afternoon news broadcast today, November 2nd. It runs about 3 minutes and streams from the News Daily Archive page on KBOO's website at kboo.fm. This web-only special is the full-length proceedings, about 55 minutes, from the temporary stage in the middle of Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square, starting on time, no less, at noon today. I'm Glenn Owen, KBOO News.
Welcome, everybody. It's November 2nd. Do you remember where you were a year ago? I remember where I was a year ago. On November 3rd, which was actually 365 days ago, I was throwing up. I'm sorry to share that with you, but I was. We're all here for the same reason. I said, we're all here for the same reason! The world cannot wait to drive out the Bush regime. We can't wait until 2008. When I say fuck, you say Bush. Fuck! 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 That's right. Now, I want everyone here to feel that they're a part of this event. Everyone's voice here matters. We're going to need everyone to make this happen. We're going to have four people here. We're going to have someone sing. We're going to have three speakers. And then people are going to be able to come up and speak your mind. This is an open mic for a while after that. I'll let you know. And then we're going to have a closer. And then we're all here to express the fact that this regime does not represent the will of the people. Yeah? Yeah. And so we do not have a permit for a march, but it is legal to walk in the sidewalks. It is legal to express your voice. It is legal to say that we do not want the Bush regime here any longer. And so just know that you got to keep it on the sidewalks. If you go in the streets, you could be subject to arrest. We're here to express that we do not want the Bush regime here any longer, and we're going to do it together because we don't want the Bush regime to take away our democracy. Now, the first person here is going to be Mishkin. So everyone give her a warm welcome.
Thanks so much, yeah. It's an angry little song. It goes out to the madmen in power. First time that I saw your bastard faces, masters, you master race. They're on the television after your revision of the Manhattan landscape had taken place. I knew you lied. I knew you lied. I knew you knew just what was going on inside. I knew you murdered and deceived just to lead us to believe that you could save us from some evil that you're in personified. I knew you lied. Well, some will find impossible to hear all that there are of propaganda, deafening tone of fear, but the story slipping out, whispers turn to shouts, and let me they'll lay awake all night the day that it comes clear. They'll know you lied, they'll know you lied, they'll know you took the whole world for a ride. They'll know you murdered and deceived just to lead us to believe that you could save us from some evil that you're in personified. They'll know you lied. All your backroom business deals, for all the power that you wield, for all the money in your banks, troops at your command, still nothing will protect you once the facts are all revealed. We know you lied, we know you lied, as you so lied to say it won't be held deep enough to hide. We know you lied, you're with a war against the protests of the world. How many will you sacrifice? You can play at your empire. We know you lied. Took the whole world for a ride. We knew you murdered and deceived just to lead us to believe that you could save us from some evil, but you're it personified. Thanks so much, y'all. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, let's hear it from Mishkin. That was awesome. Okay, our next speaker is a real treat. We've got Xander Patterson. He was the pastor. Yeah, that's right. He was the past director of the Physicians for Social Responsibility. He was reelected to the East Multnomah County Soil and Water Conservation District, and he's a current candidate for the Multnomah County Commissioner. Let's hear it for Xander Patterson.
Thank you. What a way to commemorate, or rather commiserate, that 1 year ago today, by hook or by crook, George Bush retook the White House. Take heart, however, that there are people like us in gatherings like this all across the country in 70 cities and I think hundreds of schools. Students are walking out in protest of that nefarious day. But we also have to acknowledge that a year ago, about half of our fellow citizens did vote Bush back into office, or vote for him, even though his first term was probably the most disastrous in our nation's history. My image of Bush, Cheney, and their gang is sort of like the looters in Baghdad after the invasion, ransacking our Museum of Antiquities, on their knees prying up the conduit and the light switches and every scrap they can get out of all of our government ministries. It's not a pretty picture. Polls indicate, however, that more and more Americans are beginning to get this image of them as well, that more and more Americans are coming to realize that the Bush regime has lied us into a quagmire that's killed thousands of Iraqis and U.S. soldiers. They've made torture official U.S. policy. I don't know if you saw in the paper today, it's come out that the CIA has set up a string of secret prison camps, kind of a gulag archipelago around the world, in Eastern Europe, in Cuba, formerly in Thailand, where people are disappeared without a trace, and who knows what happens with them, totally disconnected from the rest of the world, with no legal representation, no visitation from the Red Cross, in flagrant violation of our law, international law, the Geneva Conventions, and a basic sense of decency. They have squandered a vast ocean of goodwill that sprung up towards the United States around the world after the September 11th and made us a pariah in the international community. They're running up massive debts with war and with tax breaks for the super rich at a time when we need to be saving for the baby boom retirement and health care. They've filled our government with crooks, cronies, and corporate lobbyists who see no purpose in government other than to enrich themselves and their friends. And they have very possibly stolen two elections in a row. Who could have ever imagined that one man, especially one so lazy and incompetent, could have done so much damage to our country in 5 short years? We the people can't wait to see how much more damage Bush and his regime can do in the next 3 years. We can't wait for the Bush regime to pack our courts from top to bottom with judges who believe the government's power to protect our rights is severely limited, but its power to take away our rights is expansive. We can't wait for the Bush regime to further suppress and corrupt science, to fabricate facts to fit his corrupt agenda. We can't wait for another 2, 3, or 4 million Americans to lose their health insurance. We can't wait to saddle our children, let them saddle our children with a debt that is unpayable. We can't wait to allow our media to be amalgamated into 2 or 3 giant, unaccountable monopolies. Can't wait to spread paperless, diebold voting machines with proprietary software throughout the country. We can't wait to shred our entire Bill of Rights with a Patriot Act. We can't wait to make our government a wholly owned subsidiary of Walmart, ExxonMobil, and Halliburton. The world can't wait for the Bush regime to further undermine UN efforts to alleviate poverty that afflicts 1 billion people throughout the world living on less than $1 a day. The world can't wait to let climate change become irreversible. The world can't wait to let oil production peak and peter out while failing to develop clean and sustainable alternatives. The world can't wait to let another 6, 8, 10,000 U.S. soldiers and who knows how many tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians die in Iraq. The world can't wait for the Bush regime to lie our way into another war with Syria or Iran. The world can't wait to plunge our nation into permanent conflict with the Islamic world. The world can't wait, and so we must act, and act now. As Mario Savio said 41 years ago during the Berkeley Free Speech Movement, there is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies in upon the gears and upon the wheels and upon the levers, upon the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. Forcing Scooter Libby from office was a good start. He's one of the key players in fabricating the lies that led us into Iraq. But we must not stop there. Karl Rove, Bush's brain, our tumor, must go. Darth Cheney must go. But like a fish, our government is rotting from the head down. President Bush has got to go. The power of a mobilized people is unstoppable. Peaceful people power kicked the British out of India in 1947. Peaceful people power ended legal segregation in the United States in the 1960s. Peaceful people power toppled the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines in 1986. Peaceful people power toppled the Soviet Union's and its puppet dictatorships in Europe a decade ago. The peaceful people power of the Orange Revolution toppled the corrupt regime in the Ukraine just a year ago. We can do it now, here in America. For our movement to be successful, we've got to stay focused on a few key points. Mass movements are, by definition, mass, not fringe movements. We are the majority. We are the mainstream, and if we act like it, our movement will grow. If we do not, we very well may strengthen the Bush regime rather than topple it. Today, flags are flying at half-mast, by Bush decree, in honor of Rosa Parks, who threw herself on the machine of segregation. Let's hear it for Rosa Parks. Let's take her as a model of seeking justice peacefully, with determination, with dignity, and civility. No applause for that? Thank you. Next thing we got to keep focused on is that removing the Bush regime is not enough. Bush is an unusually odious character, and his contempt for the general welfare is particularly striking. But he is also just another step down a rightward path that has been gutting our country for 25 years. Since Reagan, there has been a giant sucking sound of wealth from the public sector and from the working and middle classes to the super rich. Now the richest 10% of our country control about 3/4 of the nation's wealth, while the bottom 60% of us control only 4%. To reverse this trend, we need a movement that looks much further into the future than the demise of the Bush regime. To take back our nation, we also need to be more than just against. We also need to project a positive, progressive, optimistic vision. The progressive vision is simply that we live up to the high ideals proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence and recited in our Pledge of Allegiance. Putting those ideals into practice has, from the very beginning, challenged our national integrity. While founding our country on the values of freedom and democracy, we built it on the institutions of slavery of African Americans and genocide of Native Americans. When the Founding Fathers said, "All men are created equal," they meant men, quite literally. Most meant white men, many meant rich white men. Progress in our country has boiled down to two things: progressively defining men in a more inclusive manner, and gradually creating the social, legal, and economic conditions in which all men, broadly defined, could be robustly endowed with a full range of inalienable rights, including those of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have progressed much over 200 years, but we still have a long way to go for our ideals to become real. We must, for example, ensure that the hardworking poor also have the right to health care, that the mentally ill will never be thrown out in the streets, that the 20% of our children now growing up in poverty will also have every opportunity to pursue the American dream. We must eliminate access to great wealth as a prerequisite for political office and narrow the rapidly gaps in wealth and income because, as Supreme Court Louis Brandeis said decades ago, we can have a democratic society or we can have great concentrated wealth in the hands of a few. We cannot have both. If we are to take back our country, we need to rekindle our fellow citizens' desire to make America a better land with liberty and justice for all. And finally, while working to remove the Bush regime, we need also to act locally where we can make the biggest difference. The conservative movement that has now taken over all three branches of the federal government and many of our other institutions started on the local level and built itself up over many decades. If we're going to take America back, we must follow the same path. Portland is a perfect place to start. We should applaud and support our city council for taking us out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. We need to prod our city council to condemn and take over Portland General Electric. Very crucially, we need to fight off the attempt to repeal the voter-owned elections that eliminates wealth or access to wealth as prerequisites for the city council. And, if you will forgive a little shameless self-promotion, you should support progressive candidates like me in their campaigns for local office. Please, vote Zander for Multnomah County Commissioner. Thank you. We're at a pivotal moment in U.S. and world history. The Bush regime is trying to embroil our country in a permanent war. They want it to be like the Cold War, but with no possibility of ending, because the enemy, terrorism, is an abstraction that as such cannot even theoretically be defeated. Our alternative is to build a movement domestically and the international institutions and cooperation globally that will create a world of peace, justice, freedom, and human rights. As citizens of the world's most powerful democracy, the choice today is yours and ours. The time is now. We, the people, are on the move. And if we move together with determination, honesty, kindness, and grace, no wave of cynicism can smother us. No media blackout can hide us. And no army of indifference can stop us. Because we're on the move. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Jim Oberg, who helped to organize this event. He has a few words to share.
It's come to this. It's come to this. We have to go to the street. It's come to this. When Sid said that he threw up a year ago, so did I. Democracy died in America when George Bush stole the second election. I realized then that we live under an illegitimate regime. We have an unaccountable leadership in this country. We live under a tyranny of the Bush regime. What are we going to do about it? I tell you, that question has bothered me, has worried me, has made me sick for several years now, and the only answer that I can see is that we must take to the streets, which we are doing today. Yeah. I can tell you I'm the last person in this gathering that wants to do that, but I do not see another choice. They've taken away our vote, but they've left us with the one thing that they cannot take away from, and that is the vote we make with our feet. Our Constitution was created by we the people, and we the people are coming to take our government back. The World Can't Wait movement is going to help us do that. And we are going to need every one of you, every one of you, to take part with us in making sure that this regime is sent packing as soon as possible. Now that sounds like a big order. I mean, they do control so much. Sander pointed it all out. How are we going to do this? How is the World Can't Wait going to do this? Who's going to impeach Bush? Okay. How are we going to impeach Bush? That's the question. The World Can't Wait movement is gathering in probably over 200 locations across this country today. People like you, people like me, are coming to the street because we see no other alternative. We see no other way. And we must stop this regime. Zander pointed out that we are the majority. How do I know that? Because we are, yes. 28% of the people in this country think our country is going in the right direction. The rest of us don't. Less than 40% think George Bush is doing a good job, and I can't imagine who they are. 50% of the people in this country want to see George Bush impeached if he lied about going into Iraq. Did he lie? Did he?
Class action lawsuit.
We are starting the process today of driving out the Bush regime. You are the ones who will do it. This will not be easy. This will not be an easy job. They control all the branches of government, and they will not go easily. Those who steal elections and those who do the kinds of things that we all know that they're guilty of, they will not leave without a fight. But what I know about this regime is that they're cowards. They're cowards. They're chicken hawks. Chicken hawks. Every one of them are chicken hawks. If we go on the street, what are they going to do to us? They will not attack us. They will not come head on at us. They'll smear us. They'll get Karl Rove after us. Are you afraid of Karl Rove?
No.
He's going to be in jail pretty soon anyway, so he's nothing. We are going to gather again when George Bush gives his State of the Union address, and we're going to be 10 times stronger all across the country, and we're going to make sure that when he gets up to give his speech, we're going to stand in the street and tell him to step down. We don't want one more year. We don't want one more month. We don't want one more day of the Bush regime. When I realized that democracy had died, I also realized that no matter how much I hated the idea, I had to get together with all of you who've probably been much more aware of this than I ever have and what this regime has done. I had to get together with you on the street and I had to come and say to the Bush regime, it is time to go.
Yeah.
Today we are at the beginning of the end of the Bush regime. If it lasts 10 minutes longer, that's too long for me. But we have to be clear that this regime will fight back. And we have to be clear that the only way that we can demand and insist and finally succeed is that we must have millions of people on the street across America. I'm so excited to see so many people here today, but we're a small amount of people. George isn't going to take notice of us today. But when we come back at his State of the Union and we have 20 times as many here and 20 times as many around America, they're going to start to notice. Now, you're going to be called communists. You're going to be called terrorists. You're going to be called traitors. You're going to be called a left-wing fringe group. Is that going to frighten you? It's not going to frighten me either. And I tell you, I'm going to be with you until that regime is gone. Jefferson said that every generation, there probably needed to be a revolution in America to preserve what we understood about what it means to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This regime must go. Yeah, good idea. What I am so worried about if we cannot drive out this regime is that our
planet faces major, major challenges. Global warming is not going to be nice when we see all of the results. Just look at what's happened in this last year with these hurricanes. Peak oil, when we no longer can get our cars gassed up for less than $500 a tank. That's going to change things. We better be figuring it out. And this regime is blocking all the priorities that are important for you and me. What about health care for all of us? What about all the things that we know everybody really wants, but we cannot even possibly get as long as this regime is in power? We must drive out the Bush regime. Okay.
Bush must go.
Bush must go. Bush must go. Bush must go. Bush must go. Bush must go.
I want to say one more thing here before I leave you. We will be calling on you all to join with us to gear up for this next great event that will finally make them take notice. And if they don't step down, then we'll gear up for another event until they take notice. And finally, the Bush regime is going to leave. So if we go out on the street today we want to invite others to join with us. Today we want to chant, join us, drive out the Bush regime, join us, drive out the Bush regime, join us, drive out the Bush regime. Thank you.
Yeah, let's hear it for Jim. Okay, so I just want to reiterate, this is going to be a peaceful protest. Okay? This is going to be a peaceful protest, but we are going to take to the streets, and we are going to reclaim our democracy. My name is Democracy Catalyst. Everyone out there can be a Democracy Catalyst. I'm with EcoTV, ecotv.org. We're there to give the voice to the people, because when people get together, when our voices are heard, that's when our will is exercised. Right now, our will is not being exercised. And we can make this happen together. I'm going to perform a piece. This is called The Halliburton Curtain. When did America become complacent and cease to care, just sitting there in our lazy boy chairs while activism becomes rare? Man, I thought the 60s taught us that we can do it if we dare. That we can lay bare the lions in their lair and expose the unfair. Did the 90s tear the heart from our drive to keep the faith alive? We need to get aware, because we're flirting with Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas for certain. The masses are hurting, not learning it's Halliburton behind the gas pipeline and the dirt and the new iron curtain that began back with Kuwait. Wait. Why do we implicate the bearded ones that just bait? And if we bite, mankind's fate will be sealed at a rate whereby it's too late to vacate the path to checkmate. The masses are sated and married to their hate, because they remember the date 9-1-1, but don't know why. They just know they'll stand by while the Bush regime tries to let Saddam fry, so they can prop up their guy and get a piece of the energy pie. Meanwhile, we spy and enforce no-fly zones not recognized by Iraq with airstrikes. So who here tonight is willing to die for a purpose which perpetuates a lie just so we'll all still buy a stock in Enron? Not I. Because we're flirting with Tim Burton's corpse bride for certain. The masses are hurting, not learning it's Halliburton behind the gas pipeline and the dirt and the new iron curtain that began back with Kuwait. Wait. Why do we implicate the bitter ones that just bait? And if we bite, mankind's fate will be sealed at a rate whereby it's too late to vacate the path to checkmate. A grand replacement to stick in hands in places we don't understand is to lend a hand to the downtrodden man left to waste away on our homeland. So who here on hand is willing to stand and walk hand in hand from Afghanistan and look Bush, the presidential, also ran in the face? and show him, oh, well, his God teaches grace and faith in his plan. It's not our place to use their land as a military base to chase the Taliban. That this is not how the human race should be ran? I am. And I hope that all you are too. Now, you've heard from us, and now it's time to hear from you. We've got a few people who have signed up to speak. They're going to say a couple of words, and then we're going to close, and then we're going to take to the streets. And by the streets, I mean the sidewalks. The first person is Kurt. Okay, Kurt.
Oh, that'd be cool. My name is Kent Ford. I've been around a long time and I've paid my dues. My son's name is Patrice Lumumba Ford. Right now, he's a prisoner of conscience. They're currently holding him in Victorville, California, at the beginning of the Mojave Harvey Desert. He's a prisoner of consciousness. He went to China. They put him in jail for 18 years for going to China, and he was going to Pakistan to help out with the relief after 9/11. What I want to say is this: John Ashcroft was the attorney general at the time, and everybody know that John Ashcroft was a piece of work. He couldn't even beat a dead man when he ran against a dead man. So Bush picked him to be the attorney general. Now you know where John Ashcroft is at. He's teaching at Pat Robertson University. That's where he's at now. So I would like for everybody here to remember my son, Patrice Lumumba Ford. You can look on the computer, on the website. He's in Victorville, California. He would appreciate to get a letter from all of you. And I would like for everybody to let the U.S. Attorney Office know downtown Portland here to free Patrice Lumumba Ford. Say after me, please. Free Patrice Lumumba Ford. Free Patrice Lumumba Ford, please. Yeah, he's a prisoner of conscience. Thank you very much.
All right, the next person we're going to hear from is Richard Hernandez.
Welcome, everybody, downtown Portland, Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been a part of this movement for 3 years before the Iraq War began. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important for us not only to drive out the Bush regime, to reserve our schools and our system and to give back to the middle class and the poor. And we must bring our troops home and leaving people. I love football, and unfortunately, when I watch football and basketball on my favorite networks, I hear them talk about they're fighting for our freedom. They're fighting for our freedom. I say no. They are fighting for a fucking lie for George Bush's corporate oil. Trump Bush. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know this before I go. Not my president. Not my war.
All right. Next, we'll hear from Jamisha Walker.
Hello, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, it's my hometown. I was born and raised here. But I did find some disturbing news. I'll tell you what. What bothered me about my hometown 4 years ago is I found out about the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And some of you, most of you seem to have forgotten about the internment and the cost The cause of that really is anti-Japanese sentiment. And I thought, and the first thing I decided that I would, how to fight anti-Japanese sentiment is to boycott anti-Japanese media. Media is, it's media that hurts Japanese and Japanese-American communities that are here in Portland, Oregon. I thought I'd start home this time. As my mom and dad told me, charity begins at home, but then spreads abroad. This is what my sign says: to boycott anti-Japanese media and to weed out anti-Japanese prejudice by boycotting anti-Japanese media. I do not want Portland to be a racist town.
Thank you. Now we're going to hear from Terry Africa.
Thank you.
On the move! On the move! It's about time we stop the niggerization of this country. Yeah. I am tired of the apartheid that's going on in this country. And I'm so glad to see so many of you out here. Keep in mind about Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King. Make your dollars count. Stand together. If you're with a church that's against your issues, get out of it or change it. Listen to 620, Air America. Air America. Folks, we got more stuff. We got cell phones and fax machines. We got more to work with than they did back in Jim Crow America. We have got to do more. Make your dollars count. Make your dollars count. And we'll pull together. Move on. On the move. Impeach that bastard now.
All right. Now we're going to hear from Shannon.
I'm not used to public speaking as much as I am singing, but I know the signs that just thrill my heart to be able to protest when we had the Vietnam conflict. When we had the Vietnam conflict, I was a soldier in the Army Biological Warfare Center. I had tested anthrax, and I'm not well now. As you see, I've had a stroke. But this business of war is not us. It's not about us. It's about them. Them and their misleadership. We can't afford to go through this over and over and over again and not learn our lessons. Where were we when Vietnam passed and people died in that waste war? And we didn't learn our lessons. So I wish I could read all the signs that are up there. They are very encouraging. Don't give up. This is just the beginning. There should be a million man march in every state. Not Washington, because Washington won't listen, but the states. Every state should have a million man march, and that will mean something. Million man march in Washington means nothing. God bless you all.
Okay, a couple quick words from Olivia Watt.
I am so thrilled to see all of you here. I am with Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Thank you. It's a 90-year-old group. We've been working for peace for a long time, and we're meeting up on this corner every Wednesday noon, rain or shine or snow. We're always there, and we have a new flyer every week. We'd love hundreds of you to join us, because we're only about 10 or 12 people up there every week. And it's so wonderful to see this movement growing and see young people involved. I'm really thrilled to see you all here today. And anytime you want to join us Wednesday noon and you have the time, just come by and stop and help us hand out flyers.
Okay. So this movement starts today. It's about all of us, all of you, together. Okay? We can make this movement happen. We need to communicate. There's a list. P PDX_WCW at list.riseup.net. You can contact us anonymously. You can get anonymous email updates. We need to stay in touch and in contact so that this is our movement. So this is what we want, not some sort of top-down hierarchy, someone telling us what this movement is about. We know what this movement is about. That's why we're here. Also, at 3 p.m., there will be a roundtable discussion at Laughing Horse Books. EcoTV is going to host it. All of you, whoever wants to show up, voice your concerns. This is about what we want, and so we have to say what we want. It's going to be 3624 Southeast Division. Right now, we're going to have Mishka sing a song. We're going to lead out. Everybody be safe, be peaceful, and let's drive out the Bush regime.
Yeah! Yeah! Let everybody know that they'll have a chance to speak on a megaphone during and after the march.
You'll have a chance. Anyone who wanted to say something, there'll be a chance to speak out on the megaphone before, during and after the march.
Wow. This is so awesome. Okay, this is a little song about perseverance and keeping going with what you need to do in your life to keep this movement going.
Horses in the bar, kings come by and for his armies. The deal he'll make it isn't fair, steal them or he'll sleep.
Great. Okay, now we're going to hear from Ben, who's a youth organizer.
Hey, everybody. Before we start this march, I'd like to say that it is unpermitted, so you might be arrested or the police might do something if you take the streets. I just want to warn you. Stay on the sidewalks and be safe. Okay, first of all, I'm pissed. Who is this regime going to affect the most? Who will have to clean up this mess? Who has a say on what is going on?
Yeah.
We don't. The youth doesn't. So we came out here to protest. We could not vote, so we came here to raise our voices. We got out of school, and we wanted the power back. Unfortunately, some of us are still locked down in school. The principals would not let them out, but they will be here shortly. I can guarantee that. Okay, we cannot stand idly by. We need to fight for this. We need the freaking the state back, the country back. The students walked out because we were pissed off, obviously. And the sacrifice, we had to cut school, but it is worth it. Being here is worth it. We are making a change here, and we are starting a movement. We are going to scream until our voices are heard. We have had enough. The youth will not stand silently. We will walk beside our brothers and resist this regime. You know resistance is needed when one of the most hated men in the country is president. Why do we have to follow stupid rules and wait 3 years for this man to get out of office? If this nation is for the people, by the people, then why is one of the most hated men in America, of the people, the president? So let's resist. We have to be peaceful, but let's take these damn streets. Let's reclaim the whole damn country. Because together, the people, united, will never be defeated.
Hey, Mr. President, did you drop them bombs for me?
It's 1:51 in Pioneer Square. We can't wait for the Bush administration to be impeached. It's about 12:51. Glenn Owen, Cable News, the folk singer here in the square while the march is beginning. Stepping off.
Hey, you, Mr. President, did you cut them trees for me? Because if you did, I want my money back, because I deserve to breathe. We bust our balls, breaking our backs, we deserve to breathe. Hey, you, Mr. President, don't cut trees for me. Hey, you, Mr. Policeman, did you harass that man for me? Clothes on his back are the color of his skin. It's for reasons like this the revolution will begin. There's no greater evil than a good man who sees evil and does nothing at all. I'm a good man, sees that evil, and I'm gonna tear down your walls. Hey, you, Uncle Sam, don't go spending my money no more. I'm sick of paying for cocaine potties and all your dirty wars. We bust our backs, breaking our balls, we can't afford your wars. We bust our balls, breaking our backs, we don't want any more war. Hey, you, politician man, did you commit that treason for me? Cause if you did, you better step down, cause you're screwing your own country. The revolution starts, you better watch out, cause we're coming for you. Cause you're a two-timing, backstabbing, money-grabbing traitor who's screwing the red, white, and blue.
Okay, that's it here at Pioneer Square. It's almost 1 o'clock on Wednesday, November 2nd. The world can't wait to drive out the Bush regime. Glenn Owen, Cable News.